big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love.
Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to be with you. And let me tell you why I am so glad that we're together right about now. It is because you're in time to help me celebrate someone who is celebrated, but not enough. Someone who has really taken a beating over a number of decades now. Someone who has been, well, I guess you could say appreciated by some, but not by many. Appreciated by some and really just blasted by many. Really has come under attack in so many cases. The message has been that this one has been practically, well, worth very little, if anything. Just always, always missing in action. Always, always, even when present, absent. It's amazing. And I mean, oh, he's really taking a beating. He is really taking a beating. And, well, he is not alone. He is joined by many, many others. Many, many, many others who, like him, have been much maligned and really and truly to the detriment of the country. This is someone who a lot of people call dad, father. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of people who have really had a lot of ugly things to say about father, about fathers in general for many, many years. And I say that's been to the detriment of the nation, because if we're doing a good job of putting down fathers, suggesting or even saying very clearly, fathers just aren't worth much. And we have someone point out an example here of a father failing, an example there of fathers, plural, failing. And believe me, when I say, I know that there have been quite a few fathers who have failed. Quite a few. But we shouldn't let the failure of those who have indeed failed, number one, cloud our view of those who have not failed, in fact, who have done very, very well. Or, number two, we should not let our knowledge of those who have done well go by the wayside. We should be just as willing to talk about those who are doing well as we are about those who are not doing well. Just like with mothers. We know yet there are many, many women who have done a poor job as mothers. Many women who have done a poor job as mothers. Fortunately, there are a lot of women who do a good job as mothers. And we have really sang their praises over the years, over many, many, many years. We have really sang the praises of mothers in general, because of the mothers who have done a good job. In fact, truth be told, sometimes we sing the praises of mothers who are not doing a good job as mother, but because they're mother, we sing their praises Anyway, this is what I would like for us to do. I would like for us to develop a willingness to sing the praises of fathers, since we know that we do have a lot of fathers who do well. And make no mistake about it, we are fully aware of the fact that there are many fathers who do well. Many of us have observed firsthand fathers doing a great job raising their children. Many of us can think back to the days when we were on the basketball court in the backyard playing basketball with not only our friend, but our friend's father. Now, I know a lot of times people like to say, well, you know, but mom does this for us and mom does that. Okay, I hear you loud and clear. And while I'm talking, I want you to keep in mind, I had a mother and a father. And so I grew up valuing both of my parents. I'm just going to say that. I grew up valuing both of my parents. And so it was important to me to care about both. And so I noticed what both did. I noticed the good and the bad of each of them. And it just wasn't important to me to really, really emphasize the good that my mother did while dismissing the good that my father did. Is that some kind of discrimination, bias, prejudice to do that? To have both parents do probably equally well raising you, but you want to notice the good in one and dismiss the good in the other. All right, now how do you feel when you're part of a group who's being treated that way? All right. Now, so here we go. Talking about consistency again, aren't we? Yeah. You're part of a group that is discounted, dismissed. The good that you do that is right there in people's faces, right there in front of them. And they dismiss it. They dismiss the good you do so they can dismiss you. And the good you're doing is right there. It doesn't have to be searched for. It is right there in the open. Why would you treat someone else like that? And especially our own fathers. So this is what I'm saying. Why don't we go ahead and truly value our fathers the same way we value our mothers and celebrate our fathers the same way we celebrate our mothers? Yeah, why discount the good that they do? Okay, so mom does some things that dad doesn't do. Have we ever observed dad doing some things that mom doesn't do? Usually, now I'm not saying always, but usually, if a parent is actively involved with some type of sport, which means so much to so many girls and boys, sports mean so much to so many children. And usually, if we see a parent actually out there with the child, I don't mean sitting on the stadium watching the child, with the child, throwing the football, throwing the baseball, teaching the child how to hit, teaching the child how to position him or herself as they get ready for takeoff, as they try to become the best track and field athlete that they can become. Usually we see fathers doing these things. So very often, fathers are doing this and mothers are not. Usually, when the children are taught how to properly wash a car, father is the one teaching them that. That is a very, very viable skill. And it is family time. The children find it so important when a parent is out there throwing that softball with them. The parent is teaching them how to hold the bat properly, how to get the best swing, teaching that child how to golf. Usually, a father is teaching the child how to golf. And this isn't just about sport. You have to remember what I just shared with you. To the child, it is not just that they're learning how to play the sport. Even more importantly for the child, they are spending quality-quantity time with parent. And usually that parent is a father. You don't usually see mothers doing that. That is a form of nurturing. When that father is out there teaching that child, helping that child develop skill, and then along the way, teaching the child life skills that apply to the athletic skills that the child is being taught by the father. So many fathers for so long have shared tremendous words of wisdom that have guided their children and helped their children over the years. Children listening to father, well, listening. Of course, when they were younger, it may often have seemed like they weren't listening because they weren't always applying what they were hearing. But as they grew older, late teens, young adulthood, they start putting into play the lessons that their father was teaching them, whether it was on the golf course, whether it was on the softball field, whether it was in the car on their way to the store, wherever they were going, sitting down chatting in the living room at home. Child starts living what the child had been taught and starts applying it in this area of life and that area of life, and they start saying what they heard father say years ago, because father was teaching, nurturing, building a person, developing a person. I think it's so great that we do have so many mothers who share words of wisdom with their children and help their children develop into responsible, productive people. But I also think that it's wonderful that we have fathers who do the same thing. And we make a mistake when we downplay the role that fathers have filled in this area for many, many, many years. Only play up the negatives of those fathers who were dropping the ball. Only play up the positives of the mothers who were doing well, instead of telling the real story by telling the whole story. And the whole story is we have some mothers and some fathers who do a great job parenting. And remember what I shared with you before. Part of being a good parent means also being a good spouse. Because to the extent that we are unfaithful to our spouses, we are also unfaithful to our children. Because if we have this situation we're in, we are doing things that can devastate our spouse, we're bringing drama into the entire household, and we are setting the stage for devastating our children. So to the extent that we are being faithful to our spouse, we're also being faithful to our children, because we're helping develop a peaceful, joyful atmosphere at home, one that can allow everyone who lives there to have opportunity to just rest, let the hair down, chill, relax, feel safe.
Trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Now notice again what I'm saying now. I am not suggesting that we stop celebrating motherhood. I am recommending that we continue to celebrate mothers while also significantly stepping things up so that we celebrate fathers just as passionately as we celebrate our mothers. I'll be right back.
Until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell.
I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll call him Father.